I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating a possible explosive device at the DMV office on Union, northeast of downtown. The building was evacuated as of this afternoon, and it's unclear if the device is real. It remains an active police scene. Mesa Verde National Park asking for help combating graffiti, vandalism, and littering. From Cortez, KSJD's Gail Binkley has more.
In a recent Facebook posting, park officials say they have seen more and more evidence of such behavior. Spokesperson Christy Brown tells KSJD in a recent incident, a vandal dug up prehistoric charcoal from an archaeological site and used it to rub names onto sandstone. In the Facebook post, park officials urge visitors to contact staff if they see anyone engaging in such activities. The post has been shared more than 1,300 times, and Brown says it's even made it across the pond to the Daily Mail news outlet in Great Britain. I'm Gail Binkley.
The U.S. Army plans to truck hazardous wastewater from the Pueblo Chemical Depot to an incinerator in Texas because the Colorado plant isn't yet fully operational. The incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas, will destroy about 250,000 gallons of wastewater. A depot spokesperson says the shipments could start Monday. The waste is primarily salt water and contains no mustard agent. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.